Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom. It is a big day for India today. Vaccination for children between 15 and 18 is rolled out. Also on this program, a huge interview. Dr. N.K. Arora, a key member of the task force on vaccine rollout, says 75% of cases in our city are Omicron, and that a key decision on boosters will take place tomorrow or day after. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. But joining us now, Dr. Jagpreet Singh, headmaster of the Doon School. We're also joined by Vijay Datta, the principal of Modern School Barakhamba Road, Richa Kapoor, a parent, Sia Kashyap, a class 10 student who got her shot today, and Dr. Jaisal Sheth, a senior consultant and pediatrician at Fortis Hospital in Mumbai. Dr. Sheth, let me come to you first. It's a good day as far as the vaccine rollout is concerned. Given what we are facing with Omicron now, is there a strong possibility, or should there be a strong possibility, that the second dose for these children needs to be of another vaccine?
Sorry, did you say second dose?
The last yes, line? Yes. We've got the first dose today of Covaxin. Should the second dose potentially be of another vaccine because of the nature of Omicron?
Right now everything is a speculation. We do not have any scientific data. So I think, as a pediatrician, I would like to wait to hear, what is the evidence, and accordingly we'll follow in the coming days.
Okay. Dr. Jagpreet Singh, what does this mean for students who for so long haven't got boosters? Education has been badly disrupted, and now this threat of Omicron. As an educator, how reassured do you feel?
Thank you, Vishnu, for this question. Thank you for having me here, first of all. It's a very important and a very, very precise move what has come in, because 15 and above, which particularly means our board classes, it's making those students more secure, giving them more confidence. And especially talking about the boarding school, which like ours is a boarding school and a residential schools, we feel far more secure. And not only for the students, it has given a new confidence to the education leaders. Now to open the schools, have the children back, and particularly the boys and girls who are taking the board exam, there's a sense of security and safety now coming into the child. And they know at least even if they are turned out positive, it'll be mild. It'll not be that severe what we probably saw in the last Delta variant. So I think it's a wonderful move. Thanks to the government for introducing this. And I think now people need to have more faith. They need to go and take the children for this vaccination, because the faith is very important.
I think they need to. The numbers have been fairly very good, in fact. 40 lakh 15 to 18 year olds have been vaccinated so far in the country. Sia was one of them. Sia, were you looking forward to it? How smoothly did it go?
It was actually really, really smooth, and I did not even feel. I was actually scared of getting the vaccine because I thought I'll get fever. I have no symptoms. I just have a little bit of pain in my hand. It was extremely smooth, and now I think parents will feel reassured and send their children to school as soon as they open, because earlier when my school opened, not a lot of people were coming to school. Now I feel like everybody would be not scared to come to school.
So I'm getting,
yes.
And being with your friends, I can't. It's, yeah. It's just so awful what children like you have had to go through for the last couple of years. The entire school experience is so important, beyond just books. Richa Kapoor, you're a parent, a mother. What was the day like for you? Are you happy for your child in having received their vaccine?
So, my daughter has not received a vaccination till now.
Okay.
And considering the uncertain and speculative nature of the situation, I would like to wait it out a little bit more, because I would really want to have more options in the vaccines which are being made available to this age group. Omicron, this wave is spreading fast, and I'm not even sure if she will be going out very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the schools open up for the next 2 months, we see the wave riding high. So I think the children also should be given more option in which vaccine they are being provided with.
That's an important question. Dr. Sheth, would you like to add to that? Because we've got a Zydus Cadila vaccine, which eventually will be rolled out for children. Covovax is also being considered for children right now. Corbevax is also being considered for children. It's only Covaxin which has been cleared right now. But in the next few weeks, perhaps maximum a few months,
there should be more vaccines available. Therefore, does it make children make sense for parents and doctors to say, wait, let us see how good the other vaccines are?
No, mommy, I would not advise that. I would say that, you know, Covaxin has been successfully given to adults. There are enough safety data which have been submitted to the government. And, you know, safety is already proved. And in the current situation, when developed countries have given, you know, these vaccines in Europe and US in, you know, millions, we should not have any good reason to delay, you know, vaccination in our children. It is extremely important to give the vaccines what are available. You know, as the time will come, new vaccines will come in the market. Then we will know what to give next and, you know, how to go with the few waves or the future in 2022. But as of now, I strongly recommend every parent not to delay the vaccination. Covaxin has been successfully used in the adults. It has given enough efficacy and we could melt down our second wave and live the very good days, you know, in 2021. Now we are in the, you know, at the, like we have just entered in the third wave and there is a no good reason to delay vaccination. What is available to you right now? Do not wait. You know, that will be my recommendation and that is what I am going to do for my own family members.
Okay. Mr. Vijay Datta, the loss of learning outcomes in the last couple of years, because learning is not just about school books, is it? It's about
Absolutely.
The entire experience of... So let's not talk about studies. Let's talk about how school is important for young people in ways
Absolutely.
Other than studies. How
Absolutely.
Has that been such a big loss?
Absolutely. Well, it's been a double whammy, I would say, that the mental health has been affected as well as, like you said, the learning loss has been immense. The hands-on experience that schools like ours give in various subjects, the practicals that they do in the labs, physics, chemistry, biology, have not been of the level that should have been. So there has been a tremendous learning loss. The creative activities and the vocational training has taken a hit. We have been talking about new things like beekeeping, plumbing, carpentry coming in, but everything is stalled for the moment. And then, most importantly, I would say, or at least a very significant thing is sports and physical activities, which are hampered big time.
Yes.
The sports are suffering. The children are locked in four walls. Most of the time, it's open and shut. They come out. They feel a little better. But it has been more or less very troubled times for the students. It's been strange and difficult circumstances for them. It has been indeed very disappointing for the students. So, like we were saying, it must be liberating for them to hear, and we must not think so much which vaccine are we going for, but go for at the earliest so that we can come out of it. We must leave no stone unturned to come out of it, because as we hear, the third wave is coming in and the cases
in Delhi rose. It's here. It's no more. Is it coming in, sir? It's here.
It's come in. All right.
It's already
it's
here.
Come in. And the cases have hit from 4,000 to 10,000.
Yeah.
So it is more. Just in time, I would say, that this dose has come in. It's been long overdue, but we welcome the move. And earlier it was about the awareness to the students. Now it's to the parents. It's earlier awareness about the virus, which kind it is. Now it is awareness about the vaccines, which we have to impart.
Right. Well, let's hope this goes off really fast. It is going off very fast so far. This pace needs to continue and kids need to move on in 28 days to their second dose as well, either of Covaxin or of something else eventually. It's going to change the lives of millions of young people in our country. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Earlier on today, I spoke to Dr. N.K. Arora. Dr. N.K. Arora is a key individual, a key person who's involved in the actual rollout of vaccines and potentially of boosters in the country as well. That interview comes up, but before I go across to that, a lot of people have been writing in on Coup. Navdeep says, how long will it take to cover all children under this age, 15 to 18, considering that the third wave is near? In fact, sir, the third wave, as you'll hear, Dr. Arora right now, is upon us, well and truly. Shamik says, this decision is good but too late for our children between 15 and 18 years, and there would have been more than one option except Bharat Biotech. There should have been, is his suggestion. Ananya says it's a big win for us today, especially parents who are worried about sending their kids to school. Well, joining us now, Dr. N.K. Arora, he's a key member of the National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization, somebody who's been very closely involved with the rollout of vaccines in our country from the very onset. Thanks, Dr. Arora, very much for being with us. So as usual, you know, there are so many questions, so let's go one by one. And a question being asked today is it safe for children to be vaccinated with Covaxin doses which have a life extension?
It is absolutely safe. See, initially when the vaccines were being produced, the overall shelf life issues were available only for that period when the studies were being done. Mm-hmm. Now, today, with the experience and the time since when the vaccine was produced, the shelf life has been evaluated through various animal studies. And it clearly shows that the vaccine is effective, active, potency maintained up to 12 months. So it is not life extended. And this is not the only example globally. The same has been done for mRNA vaccines in USA also. So it was because of the time constraint at the time of its initial introduction that it was given 6 months shelf life. But today, and whenever these the shelf life duration is given, it is done in a very vigorous manner by regulators, and all the baseline investigations and testings have been done.
All right.
So I would assure all my viewers that there is absolutely, it is not out of any other factor. It is based on science that shelf life is now extended to 12 months.
Right. Sir, the second question is, are doses of Covaxin, again, these which have a life extension, less effective than newly manufactured doses? So I'm asking about efficacy.
Absolutely no. There is no difference at all if the vaccine which has been manufactured, let's say, 10 months ago and a vaccine prepared, let's say, 4 weeks ago. The vaccine effectiveness, efficacy is exactly same. And so there is nothing to be concerned about, and I assure you, and these are regulatory processes, only then vaccine is allowed.
Right. Third question, sir, is India now in a third wave of COVID?
Yes, with the way during last 10 days, the dynamics of COVID infection we have seen during last 10 days or so, and the galloping increase in the number of cases which have occurred in last 4-5 days, India is clearly in the third wave of COVID, and the whole wave seems to be driven by a new variant, and today it is Omicron.
Would you say, sir, that Omicron is already the dominant strain in the country?
So I will give you some scientific information that when we look at the whatever the variants have been, genome sequencing has been done, we got our first virus right in the first week of December. So last week, nationally, overall, 12% of the variants identified were Omicron, and the week gone by, the previous week, it has increased to 28%. So it is rapidly increasing as a proportion of all the COVID infections in the country. Now, having said that, I must also say something more important, and that is that around the major metro cities, Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, and particularly Delhi, it is over 75% of all the isolates now, the viruses are Omicron.
So that's really important, sir. It is 75% of all COVID cases in the four metros are Omicron, or is it beyond the metros as well, sir, at this stage?
So I'm saying, see, the wave has started, and we know it started from Bangalore was the first one, and then Maharashtra, Mumbai, and Delhi. And it always happens because of the massive population and also inflow of the virus from outside. The travelers came to these places. And so at the moment, the proportion of Omicron is much higher in these metro cities as compared to other places. And today, I would say, I would not exactly remember, but almost 19, 20 states have identified Omicron. But it gradually spreads. And if we remember our Delta wave, it spread along the western border of the whole country, starting from Maharashtra going up, and then moving eastwards, and then northeast and south. So that's the way things moved last time. And similarly, the virus will take time to reach up to other states and also start becoming the dominant
right. So, Dr. Arora, when you say that 75% of our major of cases in our major cities are major metros, the four metros are Omicron, what is this based on? Is it based on numbers, or are you projecting based on the numbers that you have?
So, it is based on genomic surveillance. So, during last 4 weeks, most of the cases occurring in these major cities, Delhi and Bombay and Bangalore, the proportion of virus in these areas is indicative of the proportion of Omicron cases.
Right. So,
it is based. It is not not based on the clinical behavior or the way it is occurring. So the country started doing selectively most of the COVID cases in these big cities to see how rapidly it is spreading. And that's what we see.
So just so that I understand it, sir, the 75% that you're saying in these cities is not a projection. These are hard numbers based on genome sequencing of actual samples you have collected.
Yes. Yes,
sir, do you have an approximation of the number of samples you're collecting on a daily basis from some of these cities? I know you won't have the exact number, but just so that we have an idea.
So I would say week to week, these days, INSACOG network is doing it 3,500 samples or so, approximately from all over the country, and almost half of them is from these major cities.
3,500,
right. Of the whole, in a week, we are doing around 3,500, and approximately half of these are from these metro cities. And then we look at the proportion, that's what we are getting.
All right, so 3,500 odd cases a week. Right, sir. Will a confidence dose, that's what you're referring to it, for, and this is my next question, will a confidence dose for senior citizens and frontline workers be limited to Covishield and Covaxin, or could there be other vaccines, because we've got a few more now available?
So we have 5-6 vaccines now on our bouquet of vaccines, but the decision is about for adults, mm-hmm. which includes our frontline health workers and other service providers, plus those plus 60 plus and comorbidities. The vaccine to be given will be decided, I think, by tomorrow or day after. Basically based on science, what would be the best one and available experience within the country. And it will be transparently available and informed to the community, whatever decision is taken.
Will this confidence dose for senior citizens, for doctors, frontline workers, those with comorbidities above the age of 60, will this be limited to Covishield and Covaxin?
So we are in the process of making decision in next 2 days, the decision will be made and announced that those who have received Covaxin, what they will get, and those who have received Covishield 9 months ago, what they will get. So please bear with us, and we will, and accordingly, programmatic arrangements will also be made.
And sir, is this, I'm just asking hypothetically, could it be more than one vaccine option which could be offered? I ask because we've got Corbevax, we've got Covovax as well. We've got a third dose of Covishield, which is a possibility. A third dose, perhaps even of Covaxin, which is a possibility. So in this announcement, could there be options of the drug which are given?
So all these options are being considered, but what exactly, from a programmatic view, decision will be taken, we will let you know.
So the next question, is the government going to be purchasing Covovax and Corbevax for use as boosters or as vaccines? How is it going to work? Because the government, for example, bought Covaxin. We've placed orders and bought Covishield. So in the case of these two vaccines, is that what you're going to do?
So, Som, I'm sure you will remember that government made advance purchase agreement with Biological E for
yes.
Corbevax.
Yes.
Beyond that, I'm not aware because these are programmatic issues and I would not be able to comment on that.
All right. Sir, will... this I think is a repeat of a question, but there is a possibility that Corbevax and Covovax could be rolled out as booster doses for all adults. Is that a possibility, sir?
So I would not be able to answer that question at this time. As I said, in the next 2 days, a decision is going to be made. And as new evidences appear, and we should also be cognizant that both these vaccines have also been evaluated in children.
Mm-hmm.
So these are vaccines with a very wide kind of a usage possible as primary schedules, as for adults, for children, as well as boosters. So I would request for waiting till a formal decision is made.
Absolutely, sir. And I'm just trying to understand the decision which will be taken. Is that decision limited to senior citizens, frontline workers, and what they may be offered? Or is the government now looking at a booster policy for all adults as well, a decision on which may be announced in the next few days?
So, no. At the moment, we are talking about this preventive dose for adult, for elderly with comorbidities and frontline workers. That is our immediate task. Plus, the focus at the moment will be continuing because we have a few adults who have not received either a single dose or they are waiting for the second dose. So both these are important points. And the third thing is that now we are talking about Omicron. Hmm. And therefore, studies are also on that which kind of vaccine or a combination of vaccines would be most appropriate to take care of Omicron.
So in other words, a booster, sir, right?
It is not just boosters. It is, in fact, a primary or a combination of primaries are also possible. Because you remember in Thailand, for example, they give first dose of an inactivated vaccine followed by a vectored vaccine like Covishield. So all kinds of permutations are there because now we are facing a new kind of challenge.
Correct.
And so it cannot be the traditional way or whatever has been thought through so far, we are not going to talk about in the same kind of a tone.
That's an important point.
New scientific evidence has to be taken constantly. We are now having a new variant and which is breaking through the immune responses to infection as well as to the vaccine so far. And how do we address that? That needs to be taken care of.
And so therefore, what would your answer be to adults above the age of 18, not senior citizens, who are saying that, look, you know, I've had my dose X months back, 9 months back. The world is rolling out boosters. Why won't I get a booster? Or when will I get a booster? What would your answer to that question be, sir?
So we will take the decision based on the best scientific evidence.
Right.
We also know that people across the world who are getting boosters or who have got boosters or third dose, the breakthrough infection due to Omicron is taking place. We have examples of UK, we have examples of USA, and Israel is going in for the fourth dose also.
Mm-hmm.
This is very rapidly changing scientific scenario and a public health scenario. We will take all these factors into cognizance before taking a decision.
So the next question, will India's vaccines now be available, at least some of them, for sale in pharmacies? There's been an application, for example, made by the Serum Institute saying there's abundant stock for all citizens, and therefore can we, you know, and obviously it'll be a prescribed drug, can it be sold in pharmacies? What is your thinking on this, sir?
So that's a very important regulatory question. See, when emergency use authorization is given, it cannot be sold in open market. But when you get regular market authorization for a particular pharmacological product, including vaccines, then it can be available for pharmacies. So I'm not aware, but if they have applied the vaccine, the application will go through its proper processing. And once they get the regular market authorization permission, then the product can be available from off the shelf also.
Sir, last question. Why has ZyCoV-D not been rolled out for children despite being granted emergency use authorization?
Yes, that's very important question. So this is world's first DNA vaccine. And so far the experience has been and the practice is that first evaluate the vaccine in adults after we are convinced of the safety of the vaccine in actual real life scenarios in adults, then only we go in for pediatric population. We will follow exactly the same process for ZyCoV-D also.
Right, sir. Thank you so much, Doctor. As usual, so many answers to so many of these key questions, and thank you always for being, you know, so direct in your answers to help people know exactly what's going on. Thanks very much, sir, for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.